Florida real estate headlines. Florida Depth of Revenue Property Tax Data Portal, 10.9 men parcels, $2.4 trillion in value. The Florida Department of Revenue's Property Tax Data Portal provides access to property tax administration data covering 10.9 million parcels worth $2.4 trillion statewide. Real estate professionals in FL rely on accurate property tax data for valuations, client consultations, and market analysis across all 67 counties. Access parcel-level property tax data at ftfloridarevenue.com/property/pages/dataportal.aspx. Florida Real Estate Headlines. Inside FREC, how Florida's Real Estate Commission works. The Florida Real Estate Commission oversees the real estate industry, and this resource explains what FREC does, who qualifies for membership, and how members are selected. Understanding FREC's structure and selection process helps Florida real estate professionals engage with the body that regulates their licenses and industry standards. Learn more about FREC's role and membership at the full overview. Florida Real Estate Headlines. Florida commission rates average 5.53%. What pros need to know? The average real estate commission rate in Florida stands at 5.53%, representing a significant cost factor in property transactions statewide. Florida real estate professionals need to clearly communicate this standard rate to clients during listing conversations to set proper expectations and maintain transparency. Review your current commission structure against the 5.53% Florida average at /www.fastexpert.com/blogs/real-estate-commission-florida. Florida Real Estate Headlines, Florida Real Estate Commission Rates. What FL agents need to know. A guide breaks down average real estate commission rates in Florida, how they compare nationally, and strategies for negotiating better rates. FL agents who understand local commission benchmarks and negotiation tactics can better position their services and protect their earnings in a competitive market. Review the full breakdown and rate negotiation tips at CulibriRealEstate.com. Florida Real Estate Headlines. FREC meets monthly to regulate Florida real estate licensees. The Florida Real Estate Commission, a 7-member body appointed by the governor, meets monthly to administer and enforce Chapter 475, Part 1 of Florida statutes governing real estate license law. Florida real estate professionals must stay informed about FREC's regulatory activities, as the commission directly oversees licensing, education requirements, and enforcement actions that affect your practice. Mark your calendar for FREC's monthly meetings, typically held the Tuesday and Wednesday of the third week each month, and monitor outcomes at http://realestatecommission.com/commission/. Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks, the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule the entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space? The buy versus lease decision for owner occupants leans on three factors most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns. Background and context. A 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers 4 things. 1. Parcel zoning matches intended use. 2. Setback dimensions match the survey. 3. Any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4. Contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most FL jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission.